Have you ever felt like the world just slammed a door right in your face? That moment when you give it everything you've got, only to be met with a firm no. I know that feeling all too well. It's like standing on the edge of a cliff, peering into the unknown, wondering if you'll ever make it to the other side. But what if I told you that this no, this rejection, could actually be the key to unlocking a future you never imagined? That's right. Today, we're not just talking about dealing with rejection. We're talking about transforming it into the most powerful tool in your arsenal. Stick around, because I'm going to show you how every door slammed in your face could actually be a window opening to something extraordinary. You're not alone in this journey, and by the end of this video, you'll see rejection in a way you never thought possible. Let's dive in together and turn our biggest setbacks into our greatest comebacks. Don't forget to hit that like button, share this video with friends, and subscribe for more empowering content. Trust me, you won't want to miss a single moment, as each part is packed with insights that could change how you view every challenge in your life. Lesson 1. Ignoring negativity. The Stoic Way. In life, there are times when you might feel ignored or overlooked, and it's easy to let these moments make you feel small or insignificant. But here's the thing. These moments are actually golden opportunities to rise above the negativity. How you react to being ignored speaks volumes about you. By choosing not to let it bother you, you're showing how much you respect and value yourself. Think about it this way. When someone doesn't recognize your worth, it's not your loss, it's theirs. You know your value, and you don't need someone else's approval to validate it. Marcus Aurelius, the famous Stoic philosopher, would agree. He believed in focusing on our own actions and responses rather than getting upset over things outside our control. Instead of dwelling on the negative feelings of being overlooked, redirect your energy into things that genuinely make you happy. Spend time on activities you love, things that allow you to forget about the world for a while. Whether it's a hobby, a sport, or just relaxing with a good book, it's important to do things that bring you joy. Equally important is surrounding yourself with people who appreciate and value you, friends and family members who know your worth and treat you with the respect you deserve. Being with them reminds you that you're valued and loved. As Aristotle once said, in the arena of human life, honors and rewards fall to those who show their good qualities in action. So take action by investing your time and energy in positive relationships and activities that reaffirm your self-worth. Remember, ignoring negativity isn't about getting even with those who overlook you. It's about focusing on the positive aspects of your life and continuing to build a life you love. By focusing on the good, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Lesson 2. Staying calm in the face of rejection. It's natural to feel hurt when faced with rejection. Your first instinct might be to react, to let those emotions flow unchecked. However, one of the most empowering things you can do in such moments is to stay calm. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but about understanding them. Take a moment to reflect. Why does this rejection bother you so much? Often, it's not the rejection itself that stings, but the doubts and insecurities it stirs up. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This is incredibly relevant here. When faced with rejection, it's crucial to remember that while the rejection itself may be beyond your control, your reaction to it is not. By choosing to respond with calmness and composure, you demonstrate great strength of character. It's also important to remain polite and kind. When you keep your cool and treat others with respect, even those who have rejected you, you show that your happiness and self-worth aren't tied to others' opinions. This doesn't mean you're unaffected by rejection, and it simply means you choose not to let it control you. As Socrates wisely put it, strong minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, weak minds discuss people. Focus on ideas and actions, not on dwelling over the event of rejection or the people involved. This approach aligns with the principles of Stoicism, which teaches us to focus on our own actions and attitudes rather than external events. It's about recognizing that the only true power you have is over your own reactions and emotions. This mindset doesn't diminish the pain of rejection, but it empowers you to handle it more effectively. Remember, maintaining your composure in the face of rejection is a sign of emotional maturity and inner strength. It shows that your happiness and self-esteem aren't dependent on how others perceive you. By keeping your cool, you're taking a powerful stand for yourself. Lesson 3. Letting go of hurt and growing stronger. Facing rejection can be tough. It's like a heavy weight on your heart that can consume your thoughts if you let it. However, it's crucial to remember that being rejected doesn't define who you are or your worth as a person. Instead of letting the hurt take over, see it as an opportunity for personal growth and self-improvement. When you're feeling down because of rejection, channel that energy into something positive. Start a new hobby that you've always been interested in but never had time for. Hobbies not only distract you from negative thoughts, but also help you discover new passions and skills. Or dive into a good book. Books can transport you to different worlds, offer new perspectives, and even provide comfort and guidance. Another great way to overcome the hurt of rejection is by getting involved in community projects. Volunteering your time for a good cause can shift your focus from your own problems to helping others. This act of giving not only brings a sense of fulfillment, but also connects you with others, reminding you that you're valued and appreciated. Surrounding yourself with positive people is equally important. Spend time with friends and family who uplift you and remind you of your worth. These are the people who will support you, encourage you, and help you see that one rejection is not the end of the world. As the famous philosopher Aristotle once said, "The whole is greater than the sum of its parts." Your life is much more than one single experience of rejection. It's a collection of many experiences, relationships, and successes. Remember, rejection doesn't define your worth. Your value as a person is not diminished by someone's inability to see it. Use this experience as a stepping stone to better yourself, to explore new interests, and to strengthen your relationships. Letting go of the hurt isn't easy, but it's a crucial step in moving forward and finding happiness again. Being overlooked or undervalued can be disheartening, but it's important to see this as an opportunity rather than a setback. It's your chance to show what you're truly made of. When faced with a no, remember that it's not a stop sign. It's a detour sign, guiding you toward a path where you can truly shine. This is a time to focus on your strengths and talents and put them into action in a way that can't be ignored. Working on a project that highlights your skills is a great way to demonstrate your worth. This could be anything from a personal project you're passionate about to a new endeavor that challenges you to grow. To make a meaningful impact in your community or workplace, it's essential to choose something you're good at and genuinely enjoy. When you pour your heart and effort into a project like this, it not only demonstrates to others what you're capable of, but also serves as a powerful reminder of your own abilities and self-worth. Lesson 4. Demonstrate your value through action. Every no you encounter is actually redirecting you to a place where your talents can be better appreciated and utilized. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher, believed in the power of turning obstacles into opportunities. He famously said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." So when you're overlooked, it's not a barrier. It's an invitation to find a new way to showcase your abilities. Remember, your worth is not determined by how often others choose you, but by how you choose to respond in those moments. Use every rejection as a stepping stone to build a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. As Plato wisely pointed out, the first and greatest victory is to conquer yourself. By focusing on your strengths and persevering in the face of rejection, you achieve a personal victory that no one can take away from you. When you feel ignored or overlooked, it might seem natural to want to speak up louder, to make yourself heard. But sometimes, the most powerful response is actually no response at all. Silence, when used wisely, can be a profound tool, speaking volumes without uttering a word. It allows you to redirect your energy from seeking external validation to nurturing your own goals and aspirations. Embracing silence in the face of being ignored isn't about passivity. It's about making a conscious choice not to let someone else's lack of attention dictate your actions or emotions. This form of non-reaction is a practice in self-control and inner strength. As Marcus Aurelius once said, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice." By choosing silence, you're choosing not to engage in a battle for attention, showing that you are above such conflicts. Moreover, focusing on yourself and your goals during these times is crucial. Redirect the energy you might have spent on trying to get noticed into something more productive. Work on personal projects, set new goals, or develop new skills. This shift in focus is not just a distraction, but a meaningful way to grow and improve yourself. Your silence can also be a powerful form of communication. Lesson 5. Silence as a powerful response. Silence sends a message that you're not easily shaken or dependent on others' approval to validate your worth. This can be more impactful than any words you might say. Remember, as Plato noted, wise men speak because they have something to say, fools because they have to say something. In choosing silence, you're choosing wisdom. When you face rejection, it's easy to feel defeated. But what if you could turn that rejection into your greatest source of motivation? Instead of letting it bring you down, use it as fuel to propel you forward. This is about proving them wrong, not through words, but through actions. Show your worth by taking positive steps to improve yourself or try new things. Improving a skill is a great way to start. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to master or a new skill you've been interested in learning. Now is the perfect time to focus on that. It could be something related to your career, a creative hobby, or even a physical activity. The goal here isn't just to become better at something, but also to prove to yourself that you can rise above rejection and emerge stronger on the other side. Trying something new can also be incredibly rewarding. Stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing new experiences can lead to personal growth and self-discovery. It's about expanding your horizons and showing that you're not limited by others' perceptions of you. This act of venturing into the unknown is a powerful statement of your resilience and adaptability. Lesson 6. Prove them wrong with your success. Let your actions speak for you. It's not about loudly declaring your abilities or arguing against the rejection. It's about quietly and confidently demonstrating your capabilities through what you do. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act but a habit. By consistently working on yourself and embracing new challenges, you're not just proving them wrong, you're building a habit of excellence. Remember, rejection's just one moment in time. It doesn't define you or your future. Use it as a catalyst to push yourself to new heights. As Marcus Aurelius reminds us, the obstacle in the path becomes the path. Never forget that within every obstacle lies an opportunity to improve our condition. Every rejection is an opportunity to grow, to develop, and to ultimately show the world and yourself just how much you're capable of achieving. When you're dealing with the sting of rejection, one of the most effective ways to lift your spirits is by simply having fun. It might seem counterintuitive, but engaging in activities that bring you joy is a powerful way to counteract negative feelings. Whether it's joining a club, trying out a new sport, or just spending time with friends, these activities can provide a much-needed distraction and boost your mood. The beauty of having fun lies in its simplicity and the immediate impact it can have on your well-being. Joining a club, for instance, is not just about the activity itself, but also about the social connections and sense of belonging it can foster. Trying a new sport can challenge you physically and mentally, providing a sense of accomplishment and boosting your self-esteem. And there's nothing quite like spending time with friends to remind you of the love and support that surrounds you. Engaging in enjoyable activities can shift your focus from what's going wrong to what's going right in your life. It allows you to step away from your problems and immerse yourself in moments of happiness. This shift in focus is not just a temporary escape. It's a way to recharge and gain a fresh perspective on your situation. As Aristotle said, happiness depends upon ourselves. By choosing to engage in activities that bring you happiness, you're taking control of your emotional well-being. Lesson 7. Seeking joy in simple things. Moreover, the act of having fun and the laughter that often comes with it has numerous psychological benefits. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, promoting an overall sense of well-being. It can also temporarily relieve pain and reduce stress, making it easier to cope with the challenges of rejection. When you find yourself facing rejection, it's the perfect opportunity to focus on personal growth. This is a time to build yourself up by working on various aspects of your life, like fitness, hobbies, or your career. It's about turning a potentially negative experience into a positive one by dedicating time and energy to your own development. Working on your fitness is a great way to start. Exercise not only improves your physical health, but also has a positive impact on your mental well-being. Regular physical activity can boost your mood, decrease feelings of stress and anxiety, and increase your self-esteem. As you start to see improvements in your fitness level, you'll also start to feel a sense of accomplishment and confidence. Diving into hobbies is another way to focus on personal growth. Hobbies provide a creative outlet and can be a source of joy and relaxation. They offer a way to take your mind off of any negative feelings associated with rejection and instead allow you to focus on something you enjoy. Whether it's painting, playing a musical instrument, gardening, or writing, hobbies can be incredibly fulfilling. Focusing on your career is also an important aspect of personal growth. This could be the perfect time to seek out new learning opportunities, take on challenging projects, or even consider a career change. Advancing your career can give you a sense of purpose and achievement. It's about setting goals and working toward them, which can be incredibly empowering. Sharing your journey of personal growth can also be beneficial. It allows you to connect with others who might be going through similar experiences. You can share your successes and challenges, offer support, and receive encouragement. As Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, once said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." The best way to rise above those who wrong you is to avoid becoming like them. By focusing on building yourself up, you not only enhance your own life, but also set a positive example for others. When you find yourself in a situation where someone is ignoring you, it might seem natural to try and win back their attention. However, a more empowering approach is to act as if their opinion doesn't matter. This doesn't mean being rude or disrespectful. It's about not allowing their disregard to dictate your actions or affect your self-worth. Staying professional is crucial, especially in work or formal settings. Keep your interactions civil and focused on the task at hand. This approach shows your maturity and your ability to handle difficult situations with grace. Remember, your value doesn't decrease just because someone fails to recognize it. Lesson 8. Building yourself up. Post-rejection. As Marcus Aurelius wisely stated, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice. By maintaining your professionalism, you uphold your dignity and self-respect, regardless of how others treat you. Focusing on what matters to you is equally important. Redirect your energy towards personal goals and interests. Spend time on activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. This could be anything from working on a personal project to spending quality time with loved ones or pursuing a hobby. By doing so, you reinforce the idea that your happiness and self-worth are not contingent on others' acknowledgement or approval. The key is to remember that your reaction to being ignored is a reflection of your character. Plato once said, "Wise men speak because they have something to say, fools because they have to say something." This wisdom applies here. You should choose your responses based on your values and integrity, not out of a need to be noticed or validated by someone else. In situations where you're ignored, it's often tempting to react in a way that creates drama, However, choosing silence can actually be a much more powerful and dignified response. Silence should not be seen as a sign of weakness. Rather, it's a sign of strength and self-control. It shows your ability to rise above pettiness and maintain your composure, even in the face of neglect or disrespect. When you opt for silence over drama, you create space for self-reflection and personal growth. This quiet time allows you to introspect and understand more about yourself and the situation. Ask yourself why the situation bothers you and what you can learn from it. This process of self-reflection can lead to valuable insights about your values, expectations, and how you deal with conflict and rejection. This approach aligns with the teachings of Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius, a notable Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of self-mastery and inner peace. He taught that our reaction to external events is more important than the events themselves. By choosing silence, you're practicing this philosophy, showing that you're in control of your reactions and not swayed by external circumstances. Lesson 9. Acting as if they don't matter. Moreover, using this time for personal growth allows you to focus on areas of your life that you can improve, whether it's working on communication skills, building emotional resilience, or developing new competencies. This positive use of your time and energy not only helps you grow as an individual, but also prepares you better for future interactions and challenges. Aristotle, the great Greek philosopher, once said, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom." This self-knowledge often comes during times of quiet reflection. By choosing silence over drama, you give yourself the opportunity to gain this wisdom and to grow in ways that reacting with drama never will. One of the most empowering realizations you can have is that your value as a person is not dependent on others noticing or acknowledging you. In a world that often equates attention with worth, it's crucial to remember that true value comes from within. Instead of chasing attention, focus on what genuinely makes you happy and confident. This approach is not only more fulfilling, but also allows you to cultivate a sense of self-worth that is independent of external validation. Chasing attention can be an endless, unfulfilling pursuit. When you seek validation from others, you give them the power to determine your self-esteem and happiness. This can lead to a constant need for approval, which is emotionally exhausting and unsustainable. Instead, by focusing on what brings you personal joy and fulfillment, you take back control of your self-worth. This might involve spending time on hobbies you love, pursuing goals that are important to you, or simply doing things that make you feel good about yourself. Marcus Aurelius believed in the importance of focusing inward and finding contentment within oneself. He taught that peace comes not from external events, but from our internal reactions to them. In this context, seeking happiness and validation from within rather than from others is a key step towards achieving true contentment. Moreover, focusing on what makes you happy and confident allows you to live a more authentic life. Lesson 10. Choosing silence over drama. You're not performing for the approval of others, but living in a way that aligns with your values and interests. This authenticity brings a deeper sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. As Socrates said, "To find yourself, think for yourself." By focusing on what makes you genuinely happy and confident, you are doing just that, thinking for yourself and finding your true self. When dealing with people who ignore or overlook you, It's important to strike a balance between kindness and maintaining a healthy emotional distance. Being polite and kind to those who may not reciprocate your attention reflects your character, not a weakness. However, it's crucial to ensure that this kindness doesn't stem from a desire for their approval or acceptance. Your kindness should be a choice that aligns with your values, not a means to seek validation from others. Kindness in this context is about treating others with respect and civility, regardless of how they treat you. This approach is rooted in self-respect and emotional maturity. It shows that you can rise above petty behavior and maintain your dignity. Remember, as Marcus Aurelius pointed out, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice. By responding with kindness, you set yourself apart and show that your actions are guided by principles of decency and respect. At the same time, keeping an emotional distance is essential. It means not getting too emotionally invested in or affected by the behavior of those who ignore you. This distance allows you to protect your emotional well-being and prevents you from being hurt by indifference or neglect. It's about understanding and accepting that you cannot control how others behave or feel about you, but you can control how deeply you let it impact you. As Aristotle wisely said, anyone can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not easy. Applying this wisdom, it's important to manage your emotional responses and not let them be dictated by the actions or inactions of others. Lesson 11. Not chasing attention. Facing rejection can be a deeply personal and sometimes painful experience. However, there's a certain power in keeping your struggles to yourself and not letting the world see how much the rejection has affected you. Continuing to live your life with confidence and strength, even in the face of adversity, is a true testament to your stability and resilience. This approach isn't about denying or suppressing your emotions. It's important to acknowledge and process your feelings privately, as this is a healthy part of dealing with rejection. However, constantly showing others that you're affected by rejection can make you feel more vulnerable and can sometimes even prolong the negative emotions associated with the experience. By keeping your struggles to yourself, you allow yourself the space and dignity to work through your feelings in your own time and in your own way. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of inner fortitude. He said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This philosophy encourages us to focus on our internal responses rather than external events. By maintaining a demeanor of confidence and strength, you exercise control over your reaction to rejection, demonstrating your inner power and stability. Additionally, continuing to live confidently after facing rejection shows a remarkable degree of resilience. It's a clear signal that you're not defined by the setbacks you encounter. As Plato stated, we can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. In this context, hiding your struggles isn't about being afraid of the light. It's about recognizing that your light doesn't dim because of a single step back. Conclusion: embracing resilience and growth. As we close this chapter, remember that the journey we've embarked on is not just about facing life's challenges, but about transforming them into stepping stones for growth and resilience. Your strength is not measured by how loudly you shout, but by how steadily you stand in the face of the storms. Carry these lessons with you, not just as words heard, but as wisdom lived. And as we part ways today, I invite you to continue this journey of growth and self-discovery. On the screen, you'll find a playlist carefully curated to guide, inspire, and empower you further. Click on it, and let's keep walking this path of transformation together. Until next time, stay strong, stay inspired, and remember, your resilience is your true power when rejection hits.